From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Concealed carry has been a discussion in Missouri politics for quite some time, and yesterday it was up for debate in the Senate. Shoshana Dubnow has more from Jefferson City.
A bill before the Senate on Thursday could allow for concealed carry of weapons in places including bars, polling locations, daycares, and college campuses. There are currently 17 different types of locations in Missouri that prohibit concealed carry of a weapon. Senator Eric Burleson, the bill's sponsor, said citizens should have the ability to protect themselves when a situation in many of these restricted locations becomes dangerous.
Criminals also know what these gun-free zones are. They know that they are able to carry out unfortunate tragedy in these areas and will likely not be stopped until law enforcement arrives.
One student from MU spoke in opposition to the bill, saying, quote, "The good guy with the gun scenario makes sense in theory, but it's not realistic." The bill also drew opposition from public transportation officials and members of Moms Demand Action. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Shoshana Dubnow.
Missourians age 25 and older would be eligible for a new full-ride college scholarship to study high-demand fields under a bill passed by the State House. House members voted 101-49 yesterday to send the measure to the Senate. Governor Mike Parson is calling for the scholarship. The goal is to help older adults become more skilled and hopefully get higher-paying jobs. The scholarship would cover the full cost of tuition to earn a bachelor's degree or for four semesters, whichever is less. Applicants with household-adjusted gross incomes of less than $80,000 would be eligible. A federal judge has found that how Missouri revokes parole is unconstitutional. Dan Margulies has more.
The judge ruled for the plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit alleging thousands of state inmates have been reincarcerated for parole violations without benefit of hearings or legal representation. Megan Crane is an attorney with the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis, which filed the lawsuit nearly 2 years ago.
It is a recognition by the federal court that Missouri Department of Corrections and Board of Parole is in clear violation of the Constitution for the procedures and policies they use for the parole revocation process.
Crane said the next step is to fashion a forward-looking remedy to cure the violations. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Governor Mike Parson toured three bridges in mid-Missouri yesterday to promote his $351 million bond package to repair 250 bridges. Parson says infrastructure, specifically bridges, and workforce development are two of his top priorities this year.
As we keep traveling across the state of Missouri, we realize that there's some serious problems with our infrastructure in this state and that we have to face the fact that we got to figure out how we're going to deal with this and how we're going to make it better.
About 13% of Missouri bridges are structurally deficient, according to a report from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. The bond still has to be authorized by the legislature. A resolution authorizing the bond passed out of the Senate Rules Committee earlier this month, but a number of lawmakers in both parties have questioned whether to commit the state to repaying the $351 million in debt. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.